Echoes of Truth, a Conservative Symposium with Ingraham, Waters, and Hannity. Welcome to today's exhilarating journey through the heartland of conservative thought as we dive into the captivating world of the Ingraham Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Sean Hannity. Each show, a bastion of wit and wisdom, unravels the complexities of modern politics with the sharpness of a scalpel and the humor of a master comedian. From the poignant tales of service personnel to the political theater of border security and the spectacle of government inefficiencies, our hosts dissect the day's events with a blend of incisive analysis and biting humor. Today, we bring you the essence of these primetime shows, distilled into a potent elixir of conservative commentary. Prepare to be enlightened, entertained, and emboldened as we navigate the intricate tapestry of today's political landscape. The art of conservative chutzpah, navigating the political theater with the Ingraham angle. In the grand colosseum of conservative commentary, where the gladiators of wit clash with the titans of the left, there emerges a show that cuts through the cacophony with the precision of a surgeon and the humor of a stand-up comedian. Yes, folks, I'm talking about the Ingraham angle, where the news is not just reported, but served with a side of sass that would have the forefathers chuckling in their graves. This vibrant installment opened up with a neon sign flashing an American tragedy, and oh boy, did it deliver with the gravitas of a Shakespearean drama, but with the incisive humor we've come to adore. At the heart of the discussion was the gut-wrenching attack on U.S. service personnel in Jordan, an event that brewed a tempest in the teapot of political response. The conservatives were up in arms, demanding immediate action against Iran, the kind that makes popcorn sales spike. But hold your horses. Laura Ingraham poses the million-dollar question. In the land of the free and the home of woke Pentagon, are we really ready for another Middle Eastern escapade? The segment unfolded with a sardonic nod to the administration's attempts at turning the military into a social justice warrior boot camp. Imagine the confusion of our enemies as they decipher Pentagon press releases on gender reassignment surgery costs amidst flying missiles. The satire was sharp, yet underscored a serious concern about military recruitment shortfalls and the readiness of the U.S. for any significant military escapade. Diving deeper, the Ingraham angle not only questioned the Biden administration's military strategies, but also took a swipe at the melting pot of economic and geopolitical issues facing America. With her signature blend of humor and hard-hitting analysis, Laura presented an America entangled in its own web of cultural, economic, and political knots. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance was summoned to the ring, adding his two cents about the fine line between vengeance and wisdom. The conversation spiraled into a critique of current leadership under Biden, drawing chuckles with references to MacGyvering foreign policy tactics. But wait, there's more. As the show ventured into the treacherous waters of legal battles and political showdowns, it was like watching a telenovela where the plot thickens, but you know the villain's mustache is just too over the top. The segment on Cori Bush's security expense scandal was like watching a heist movie where the robbers forgot to wear gloves. Humor aside, the Ingraham angle served as a clarion call for conservatives to rally, a reminder that amidst the political theater, there lies the essence of steadfast values and unyielding determination. In the grand tradition of conservative oratory, the Ingraham angle doesn't just communicate, it entertains, educates, and most importantly, empowers. Like a juggler in the circus of political commentary, Laura Ingraham tosses ideas, critique, and humor up in the air, leaving the audience not just informed, but thoroughly entertained. In a landscape often marred by divisiveness and echo chambers, the Ingraham angle is a beacon of conservative chutzpah, dissecting the news with the finesse of a maestro and the humor of a seasoned raconteur. This is not just another news show. It's a masterclass in weaving conservative insights with unparalleled wit, reminding us all that in the world of politics, a little laughter goes a long way. From border blunders to brain chips, navigating the maze of modern madness. Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts and stash away your politically correct guidebooks. You're about to embark on a rip-roaring ride through the latest edition of Jesse Waters Primetime. With a sprinkle of humor and a heaping dose of hard-hitting conservative values, let's dissect the chaos of current events, leaving no rock unturned or hypocrisy unmocked. The conservative frontier witnessed a head-on collision with the left's border crisis narrative, an issue hotter than a jalapeno on a summer day in Texas. While whispers and shouts about alligator moats and electrified fences were bandied about like badminton birdies, the real pickle tickles the funny bone a tad differently. You see, amidst the left's melodrama over border security suggestions, what bubbles to the surface is a concoction of exasperation and exclamation, essentially leading us to ask, who's really securing the henhouse here? The vigilantes, stepping into the breach like knights of old, are not merely shadowy figures in this narrative, but the embodiment of a populace that says, enough. In an election year when borders suddenly go from as secure as Fort Knox to we need emergency powers, stat, you can smell the political expediency from a mile away. It's like watching a magician pull a border crisis out of a hat. Except the audience has seen this trick one too many times. The golden nuggets of presidential nicknames took us down a delightful detour, showcasing the somewhat eccentric, if not outright bizarre, monikers our nation's leaders have donned through the ages. Yet it underscores a profound truth. The person steering the ship of state inevitably faces the music when it comes to border policies. From deporter-in-chief to the present, where executive powers apparently need a refreshed course from history, the saga of border security remains as entangled as a ball of yarn after a kitten party. Amidst the serious contemplations on national security and legislative responsibilities, we were regaled with tales of how personal security takes on a whole new meaning in the hallowed halls of Congress. Stories of spiritual gurus, anti-Semitic wizards, and lavish expenditures on bodyguards painted a picture of a governmental reality show gone wild. It's a narrative tied up with a bow of irony and served on a platter of, you can't make this stuff up. As if reality wasn't peculiar enough, we veered into the realm of science fiction turned fact, with brain chips promising a future that oscillates between utopian dreams and Orwellian nightmares. The concept of bridging humans with machines opens up a Pandora's box of ethical dilemmas, where the line between advancing humanity and encroaching on the sanctity of individual thought becomes blurred. In this cavalcade of current affairs, what stands out is not just the wrestling match between conservative values and progressive fantasies, but the robust spirit of humor and candor that slices through the fog of political correctness. It's a reminder that in the quest for truth and justice, laughter remains one of our most potent weapons. So as we wrap up this whirlwind summary, remember, the world may spin a tale of doom and gloom, but with a dash of wit, a pinch of perspective, and a commitment to conservative principles, navigating the maze of modern madness becomes not just possible, but downright enjoyable. Buckle up, folks. The ride continues. The spectacle of politics, surprises, and the unstoppable Hannity discourse. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up. The world of conservative commentary just took a wild ride on the Hannity Express, and what a spectacle it was. If you missed it, fear not. You're about to get the full lowdown. From the halls of Congress to the whispering corners of the entertainment industry, no stone was left unturned, no hypocrisy left unexposed. It was a night where the American spirit, imbued with conservative vigor, was on full display. And boy, did it deliver some punchlines, some truths, and some head-scratchers. First off, House Republicans have rolled up their sleeves, ready to tussle with the bigwigs over at the Department of Homeland Security. The star of this rodeo? Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. If you thought the border was a challenge, you haven't seen anything yet. Republicans, in their indomitable spirit, are marking up articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. It's like watching the school principal gearing up to discipline the misbehaving kid, but here the stakes are the security and sanctity of the U.S. border. And folks, President Biden's response could have been penned by a satire writer. He claims he's done all he possibly could. If inefficacy was an Olympic sport, we'd have a gold medalist. Speaking of gold medalists, have you heard the latest buzz around Taylor Swift? Turns out the Democrats are courting her harder than a high school quarterback goes after the head cheerleader. But Hannity, in his infinite wisdom and wit, suggests Miss Swift might want to reconsider her affiliations, or at the very least, ensure she knows who she's getting into bed with politically. After all, aligning with a party that's got more flip-flops than a beach store could leave one's image a little, let's say, tarnished. But wait, the roller coaster doesn't stop there. Hannity took us on an exhilarating ride through the twisted world of UN funding and the murky waters of Iranian aggression. It was a no-holds-barred critique of the Biden administration's foreign policy, or as Hannity might liken it, the equivalent of trying to put out a fire with a teacup. Amidst revelations of scandal and inefficiency, there was a clarion call for America to stop being the global ATM, doling out cash to organizations that barely disguise their disdain for Uncle Sam. The finishing touch on this whirlwind episode was an unflinching look at the chaos overseas that's left Americans in harm's way, with Biden's response being as robust as a wet paper towel. Hannity, ever the conjurer of vivid imagery, paints a picture of an administration so lost at sea, they might as well be rowing with spaghetti noodles. Ladies and gentlemen, if this episode was a meal, it'd be a buffet of conservative delights with a side of piquant reality checks. From the political battlefield to the glitzy, questionable alliances of pop stars, Hannity served it all with the finesse of a maitre d' at a five-star establishment. It's a reminder that in the grand theater of politics, the play never ends. And thankfully, the commentary of Hannity is the soundtrack we didn't know we needed. Stay tuned, stay engaged, and as always, keep that critical eye open. The Conservative Clarion Call. As we conclude today's journey through the realms of the Ingraham Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Sean Hannity, we stand invigorated by the robust spirit of conservative commentary. Our hosts, wielding the twin swords of humor and insight, have illuminated the intricate corridors of politics, leaving no stone unturned in their quest for truth. In these times of uncertainty and political tumult, their voices resonate as beacons of clarity, guiding us through the fog of mainstream narratives. Let us carry forward the wisdom and wit gleaned from today's discourse and continue to champion the values of freedom, tradition, and unwavering resolve. As we look ahead, let us remember that our journey is not just about staying informed, but about being empowered to shape a brighter, more prosperous future. Stay vigilant, stay inspired, and let the torch of conservative thought burn ever brighter in our hearts and minds.